It's Monday, September 14th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A Pakistani court sentenced a Christian man to death last Tuesday for allegedly sending text messages in 2013 that were considered blasphemous against Islam. Asif Pervez has already spent 7 years in prison after his job supervisor made the charges against him. This followed Pervez's refusal to convert to Islam. 25 Christians are currently in prison on false blasphemy charges in the Muslim-majority nation of Pakistan, which is ranked as the fifth worst nation for the persecution of Christians, according to Open Doors. Hebrews 13, verse 3 says, "Remember the prisoners as if chained with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourselves are in the body also." The Western Asian nation of Bahrain became the fourth Arab country to normalize relations with Israel last week. It's the second U.S. brokered peace deal between Israel and an Arab nation in a month, the first of which was with the United Arab Emirates. The U.S. also brokered talks between the Balkan nations of Serbia and Kosovo, resulting in the two rival countries normalizing their economic relations just last week. On a recent Generations radio show, I talked about our call for the Smithsonian to remove the bust of Margaret Sanger, a eugenics racist, from the National Portrait Gallery. Sanger founded Planned Parenthood with the expressed purpose of killing children of color, whom she deemed to be, quote, human weeds, end quote, and a, quote, menace to the race, end quote. Her eugenics worldview was conceived by evolutionist Charles Darwin and implemented through Hitler's Final Solution. Sanger's U.S. abortion solution has killed 62 million preborn babies, compared to Hitler's 15 million victims. 20 million of those aborted babies have been black, as Planned Parenthood has targeted minority neighborhoods with their abortion mills. Please call Linda St. Thomas at the Smithsonian at 202-633-5188 and urge the Smithsonian director Lonnie Bunch to immediately remove the bust of Margaret Sanger from the National Portrait Gallery. Again, that number is 202-633-5188. You can also email Linda St. Thomas at the Smithsonian and sign an important petition through two special links in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Proverbs 10, verse 7 says, "The memory of the righteous is blessed, but the name of the wicked will rot." Last Thursday, a Los Angeles Superior Court issued a preliminary injunction barring Grace Community Church from holding in-person services, according to state coronavirus restrictions. The church's pastor, John MacArthur, told Fox News that the latest ruling and the ongoing proceedings would not stop them from meeting.
"We're going to have church on Sunday. There is absolutely no reason not to have church as far as safety goes. A statistic, 0.01% of Californians have COVID. That's the number. And yet no one in the entire state of California is allowed to go inside a church. Doesn't make sense. Of course, we're under the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he says have church, and we're going to have it."
And in a related story, in a recent interview with Breitbart News, actor Jim Caviezel, who played the role of Jesus Christ in Mel Gibson's film The Passion of the Christ, said American Christians are facing persecution.
"There are Christians right now being persecuted for their faith, whether it be in Iran or in China or other parts of the world. And we need not go any further than the United States, where you're not allowed to go into churches."
Last week, President Donald Trump issued a memo to begin defunding cities that, quote, allow themselves to deteriorate into lawless zones, end quote. The cities include New York City, Washington, D.C., Seattle, Washington, and Portland, Oregon. The order comes as violent protests have broken out and as officials have cut police funds. In cooperation with Lifeway Research, Ligonier Ministries released their 2020 State of Theology Survey. The study uncovered widespread confusion in the U.S. on people's views of God and the Bible. Among evangelicals, there were some positive trends compared with previous surveys. More and more evangelicals disagreed with the following statements: modern science disproves the Bible. people are naturally good. God accepts the worship of all religions, and gender identity is a matter of choice. Jude 1 verse 3 calls on believers to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. Tune in today for part one of my two-part conversation at Generations Radio with Patty Garibay, the founder of American Heritage Girls, the Christian version of the Girl Scouts. We'll talk about how God used her wheelchair-bound father and her alcoholic mother to shape her character. It's all chronicled in her new book, Why Curse the Darkness When You Can Light a Candle? Listen at generations.org/radio. And finally, the Texas Homeschool Coalition announced a 400% increase last month in families transitioning from public school to homeschool compared with last year. July transitions to homeschooling also set records with a 1,500% increase over 2019. This follows a national trend as the Homeschool Legal Defense Association has grown at a rate of 300% compared to its pre-coronavirus rate. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, September 14th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.